Okay, hello and good afternoon, everyone. Laura here. I'm a trainee solicitor at Laudit, and I'm joined by my supervising solicitor, Inam Ali, who is the head of the property department. So, we've got the property team here today, ready to talk to you about searches, and in particular, a chancel check search. So just a brief summary before I dive into some questions with Inam. A chancel check search looks at a property's potential liability to contribute to the cost of repairing the chancel of a church if the property is located in that vicinity. So if you're the buyer of a property, it's very useful to have this search, provides you with this important information to kind of say, yes, you are liable to pay in the future, or no, you're not.
Potential liability in the future.
Yeah.
I think what they do is they check records, and they will see if there's potential for a property to be where it's located in a parish which has a potential liability, you can basically then make a decision accordingly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, agreed. Thank you, Inam. Would you agree that this search, because there's a number of searches that you as a buyer solicitor can obtain, would you agree that this is one of the quicker ones to come back with the result?
Definitely. Usually the results that we get are within a day, so sometimes within a couple of hours. The results are a little bit brief. They will just confirm if there's a potential liability for this property. So they check certain registers, and they'll come back with a very quick result. What you can do, if there is a potential liability, then usually the search providers do offer a whole range of different indemnity policies that you can take out. So they will vary, so they can be for like a 25-year period, or they can be for an unlimited period, which is called perpetual period. And then the costs will vary accordingly. But I think you're looking at something in the region of under £50 for the shorter period, it increases from there to maybe £100 or more if it's for a perpetual period, and for future owners of the property as well. There's various different options that you can have if you want to take an indemnity policy. But a lot of the time, buyers vary in their view on chancel repair liabilities, because there's not a great deal of reports suggesting that it's a common liability that you have to pay. And even if a liability does come through the door, the church would issue the liability. It would share it out to a number of properties within its parish, rather than select an individual property to charge this to. So I think it kind of goes back to medieval times.
Mm-hmm.
When you had church parishes, and you had a certain number of homes in that parish who used to attend that church, and the idea was that the actual churchgoers would contribute towards maintenance of and repair to the chancel of the church.
Mm-hmm.
And Laura, I think you were confirming earlier to me before this podcast what the chancel was. Did you say it was it's where the clergy and the choir would sit in the church? So it's like a specific area in the church
itself. In the church itself, yes.
And that's right. I think it's in relation to the...
Yeah.
Yeah, I think...
Can I just ask, because you were mentioning about an indemnity policy, when is it that you would look to take this indemnity policy out? Because obviously, as you're looking to indemnify yourself and the property, you can't take it out after you find out that you're potentially liable for these costs. Is it something that you would look to potentially take out beforehand, or?
Yeah, so the indemnity insurance would really, you would want to take it out before you receive a liability.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you take an indemnity policy out after you receive the liability, the insurance wouldn't cover it.
It would be void.
That's right, it would be void. So a bit like if you were taking out a car insurance
mm-hmm.
after you've had an accident, you know, your insurance company wouldn't cover it.
That's a good example to put into context.
Yeah, and just to touch on generally on chancel repairs. We've now got the Land Registration Act 2002. That basically, before that, the situation was that chancel repair liability used to be an overriding interest. So that's a legal term. That basically means that the liability existed without having to be noted on the title register or on the deeds of the property. So it would be quite difficult to tell if the liability existed.
I see.
And then what happened was the government introduced the Land Registration Act. Excuse the noise there.
The sirens.
The Land Registration Act 2002 came into force, and basically that removed the chancel repair liability. Its status as an overriding interest.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, what they did was they required the any parish church that wanted to protect its ability to charge chancel repair liability, they'd have to register on the title register to the properties. It would be registered as a caution on the property.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would, you know, the idea behind that was to create more certainty, so that if you were about to buy a property, if there was a chancel repair liability caution on the property, then you'd know that there could be a potential liability in the future, and then you could technically take an insurance policy out. But the only problem with that was that the sheer number of properties, it would take quite a long time for, you know, a church to register, you know, depending on the area and how many houses there are in that area. It could take them quite a while to get all the, you know, registrations done. So there's a bit of a grey area in that respect, because, you know, there might be a parish church which wants to protect its chancel repair liability.
Mm-hmm.
But it hasn't yet registered the notice on the register, the relevant registers for the properties.
Yeah, I see.
So I think that's where you'd like sort of you'd have to make a decision really, whether you want to take an indemnity policy out at the time of purchasing the property, and working out what the cost risk basis. And the search itself, it doesn't cost a great deal.
It's one of the cheaper ones, isn't it?
Yeah. So I mean, when we do the chancel search, the search provider charges £24. So I think it's £20 plus VAT,
mm-hmm.
Which is actually quite a small amount of money in the grand scheme of things. When you're buying a property, so a lot of buyers will want to still have one done. And then they make a decision when we see the results and we report on the results.
How to proceed?
How to proceed if they
want to because take. If it comes back saying you're not liable to pay any costs, you're not in this vicinity, then there's nothing. No further action needs to be taken. You've just got the proof from the search that you know you're not liable. Would you recommend this? Would you say this is quite an important search to have carried out if you're a buyer?
Yeah, mm. I would, yeah. I think it's worth having it because, I've not seen an actual result where it says there isn't a definite liability, this property is registered within an area where definite liability exists. But I have seen where it says potential.
Mm-hmm.
But it's... You know, just in case you know you have a property which is in a definite area, then it's worth having that search, I think, and having that knowledge before you buy the property.
Yeah, definitely. Just being as aware as possible of
that's right.
Any liabilities that may come. in the future.
Exactly. And you know, if there's a potential liability, then you can ask, there can be more inquiries that we can raise specifically about the chancel. We can ask the sellers, have they received any such demand before in the past? Or have, are they, do they have knowledge of any previous buyer before they bought the property of any chancel repair liability? I think that would be a good indication as well. If you know that church and that, you know, is actively charging for chancel repairs, and if it has done it, if there's any history of it in the past, so that would be useful as well.
Yeah, I think that's, we've covered about most of it now.
For chancel repair.
On chancel repair, but
Other searches we could do, which we normally do, is local authority search, environmental search.
Water and drainage search as well.
Yeah, that's
they're
right.
They're kind of the main four that we.
That's right.
We try and, you know, stick to.
Yes. And the additional ones can be, depending on the location of the property, you can have a coal mining search. So if you're in the Midlands or if certain areas of the Southwest, like Cornwall, where mining was, active mining regions. Then coal mining search or other kind of mining search is worth having, and that would indicate if there was any mines in that area, and if the property could be, you know, potentially subject to, you know, if it was in the vicinity of a mine, that could obviously have impacts of potential subsidence, basically. Yeah. Or movement in the building itself, and that could also then affect your potential building insurance in the future when you insure the building. So it's worth having those in those certain areas. There's also additional elements that you can have. You can have a flooding search done specifically, which it does feature in the environmental search.
Yes.
And the water and drainage search as well. Mm-hmm. But you can have a separate flooding, you know, specific flooding search done, which will indicate, so if your property is near, if it's situated in a floodplain or near a river or stream or even next to the, near the coast, then you can have a flood search done. That will give you more indication about, you know, potential future likelihood of a flood occurring, either from coastal sea floods or from a river or even surface water flooding, you know, especially in towns and cities where we've, you know, built up areas, you have more likelihood of surface water flooding from all the rain runoff. And there's another search which you can have is a HS2. So this is the high speed railway link from London to various other, I think it's Manchester, potentially Birmingham, Manchester, and I think it's going to be going to Sheffield, potentially, or Leeds. Leeds, I believe.
I've not come across that search before.
Yeah, so that one is, so basically you're just checking the route and you're seeing if it's anywhere near that. I think some of the part of the route is, I'm not sure where they are with the construction of the route, but in the past few years, during construction, there certainly was a HS2 searches done by a lot of conveyancers just to check, especially if you're buying in London, etc.
Yes.
Then you'd want to check if, you know, your property's near to or standing in the way of them, of the HS2 potential, you know, the map of where they want to construct it. So that was obviously a concern for buyers. But you can still have that done now. And I think HS2 have their, you can check on the maps on a website, which also indicate where the actual routes are. And I think this route, I think it's obviously, is being expanded, and it will be expanded in the future, being a high speed railway link, connecting all the corners of the country. So I think there will be potential expansion of it in the future. So it's worth sort of just bearing that in the back of your mind. That's worth checking as well.
Definitely a lot of considerations when buying a property then, a lot of things to take into account and searches to consider depending on the location of your property.
Yes, agreed.
But yeah, I think that's about it with the Chancel repair search. Thank you very much, Inam, for taking the time to do this podcast, and thank you to all of our listeners. The property team will be back soon with some more podcasts about, maybe we could expand on some other searches next time, yeah. You know, maybe a local authority or environmental, water and drainage. Yeah. Yes, thank you for listening.